From the city of St. Petersburg, Mayor Rick Kreisman's message from Tuesday afternoon.
As I did last week, I am joining you here in our Emergency Operations Center. This is a little bit more of a casual update this week rather than an address. So I'm going to be sharing some written updates that I have for you, as well as anything else that might come to mind during this time with you. Obviously, there's been a lot that's happened in the past week. We've got more than 45 residents here in Pinellas County now who've been confirmed to have COVID-19. Unfortunately, we have one death that's been reported. Several of those cases are right here in St. Pete. The age range for cases in Pinellas is between 21 and 75. So what's obvious is this is not a virus that just affects the elderly. Young people are also getting sick. So if you're clustered up somewhere with a bunch of your friends, your likelihood of increasing your exposure and the exposure to everyone you come in contact with afterwards greatly increases. I can't say that enough, folks, especially to our younger population here. I know you don't think that this is going to affect you, that you're invincible. You're not. It is affecting young people. But the real issue is if you go home at night, especially if you go home to parents, what are you doing to them? If your parents are over 60, you're putting them at risk along with everyone else in the community. Please don't do that. As you know, there are currently many orders in place at the state, county, and city level. Bars have been closed. Schools have been closed. Beaches are closed here in Pinellas County. Restaurants are takeout only. So if a restaurant is serving, don't do that. You're supposed to be takeout only. Please follow the rules. Gatherings have been discontinued in St. Pete. Sunken Gardens is now closed, as are our libraries, our rec centers, and our pools. Our parks do remain open, and they're open specifically for you to go walking, jogging, biking. They're not open for you to hang out with 20 of your friends or to have a picnic or to hang up a hammock and make yourself comfortable. That's not why they're open. We are trusting you, the public, to enforce social distancing, when you go to our parks. We want you to get exercise. Exercise is good for you. Being outside is good for you. The healthier you are, if you get the virus, the more your body is going to be able to fight it. So we want you to be healthy. We want you to exercise. But if you're going to use our parks, please, you have to do social distancing. We're counting on you. That's why we've left them open. Don't make us close them. We don't want to do that. But if you can't abide by the rules, you may force us to have to do that. Now, regardless of any government order, again, this is a time when we need to be using common sense. Please avoid crowds. Go out only when it's necessary. Staying home is the best thing that you can do to keep yourself healthy and keep your city healthy. Whether you're at home or you're going out, use good hygiene. Wash your hands frequently. Use anything that's out there for disinfectants that you can in your home, on your door handles, everywhere you can. Just use common sense to keep yourself safe. And finally, as you may know, I issued a statement yesterday that I believe Governor DeSantis should implement a statewide stay-at-home order, limiting movement that is not essential. And if he doesn't act quickly, cities and counties will, and many already have. You know, St. Petersburg, we don't want to be an island on this. It doesn't do us any good if we're the only ones that are out there doing it, and somebody leaves our city, goes to one of our nearby towns, and comes back and maybe bringing something back into the city. That's not the best way to approach this. If we have to do it that way, we would, but that's not the best way. The best way to approach this is statewide, but if we're not going to get statewide, then we've got to do it regionally. And so to be clear, St. Petersburg and Pinellas County and Tampa, we've all had conversations. I continue to have conversations with the leaders in Pinellas County and with the mayor in Tampa, and we are looking at stay-at-home orders. We want to try and do something that is regional, because that gets, for all of us that live in the Tampa Bay area, if the state isn't going to do it, this is the best way for us to approach it. And so we're going to continue to have those discussions, and you should expect to see something happening in the very near future. But I want you to remember, even when that order does come into place, this is temporary. This is not permanent. This is just a temporary way in the way that we are living. We're doing it, though, so that we can save lives. And that's what this is all about. So I'll keep you posted as news develops. And finally, I want you to continue to listen to reputable sources for your information. We have listed many of them at stpete.org/emergency. Click on the COVID-19 link. Reputable sources sadly do not include some blogger that happens to be on social media or your next door neighbor who thinks they know the answer to everything. Listen to the experts. If you or someone you know is experiencing COVID-19 symptoms, please contact your physician or call the Pinellas County Department of Health at 727-824-6900. 727-824-6900. They're open 24 hours a day. If you're experiencing an emergency, go to the nearest emergency room. It's important that you know that this current acute crisis, it will end. We will eventually get over the hump and we'll work to restart St. Petersburg. We are working around the clock on ideas to help our residents and our small business owners. And we will emerge from this shock more resilient, with lesson learned, and even better prepared for the future. So, as I've said before and I'll continue to say again, hang in there. Be patient. Be kind to each other. We're all in this together. Let's do what St. Pete does best. What we're known for is it's being one community that looks out for each other. The best way that we can take care of each other and look out for each other is to stay at home, to limit our movements outside of our house. That way we keep ourselves safe and we keep the entire community safe. That's how you can be a truly great St. Petersburg. So, with that, I am going to call over our Emergency Operations Public Information Officer, Yolanda Fernandez. We've had a number of media outlets that have submitted some questions, and so I'm going to go ahead and answer those questions.
Okay,
Yolanda?
Barry. All right. Well, many of the city's tenants can't pay rent and are worried about evictions. What can you do about this?
So I've already taken several steps and done several things. There's an organization called the Florida Urban Partnership. It is the seven largest cities. It's the mayors from the seven largest cities. And we met not long ago, and we drafted a letter which has been sent to the governor. And we've asked the governor to put us to suspend evictions and to suspend foreclosure actions. The governor is really the one who can do it like that, if that's something that he wants to do. So if you're concerned about evictions and foreclosures, I want to encourage anyone that's watching this, reach out to the governor's office and ask him, why haven't you suspended evictions and foreclosures? He can do it. He should do it. We want him to do it. Having said that, I've also spoken with the Chief Justice here for the 6th Judicial Circuit here in Pinellas County and Pasco County. And he let me know that they had a meeting statewide of all the circuit judges. And to date, they did not take any action. Our circuit court Chief Justice believes it, and rightfully so, that he has to follow the law. And as it stands right now, the law is that if there's a foreclosure action pending, if there's an eviction action pending, if it can be heard telephonically, he has an obligation under the law to hear it. And so that's what his intention is to continue to do until he receives an order that tells him he doesn't have to do that. Now, our sheriff I've also spoken with. And I've encouraged him to do what some other sheriffs around the state have done. Look, our law enforcement has a lot on their plate right now, and I know the sheriff does too. And so if you've got to prioritize what has to be done first, what's the most important, put other things over evictions. It doesn't mean you're ignoring your duties. It just means you're prioritizing things that they're more important, keeping our community safe and healthy and making sure social distancing is happening. And if there's a crime going on, investigating and trying to address that, that should take a priority, and that's what I've asked him to do.
Mayor, how is the order from the governor to screen and quarantine flyers from New York and New Jersey going to be enforced?
So let me first state, as you may or may not know, we don't really have an airport here in St. Pete other than Albert Witted. St. Pete Clearwater Airport is outside of city jurisdiction, as is obviously Tampa International Airport. So we don't expect there to be people flying directly into our community. They're going to have to fly into one of those airports before they would get to our community. We're going to be looking to the Department of Health and for when they reach out to us and giving us direction on how we can be of assistance to them.
Mayor, you touched upon this earlier, but Do you want Governor DeSantis to implement a shelter-in-place or stay-at-home order, and if so, when?
Yeah, yesterday. I would like him to have entered that order yesterday, but he didn't. So I'd like him to do it today. You know, if we have statewide policy that's uniform throughout the state, that's the way we're going to flatten the curve the best. And the longer we delay, you know, I know a lot of people, and myself included, are worried about the economic impact of this. But folks, the longer we delay on putting these policies in place statewide, the longer this is going to impact us economically. It's going to drag out for months and months and months. We will be much better off if it's done quickly and done now. So yes, I would love for the governor to do this. I spoke with his lieutenant governor over the weekend and encouraged her to in her meetings with the governor, to make sure that this happens, and we would love to see it. I know there's a whole lot of other communities around the state who would like to have that leadership.
You mentioned talking with regional leaders. What discussions have you had with Pinellas County officials and or the city of Tampa or Hillsborough County officials about that regional stay-at-home order?
Yeah, it is, as I said earlier, while we're willing to do it in St. Petersburg if we were on our own, it obviously works better if the county is doing it, and it's even better if it's regional, if it's a regional effort. Fortunately, I've got great partners in Pinellas County, from the county commissioners to the county administrator, Barry Burton, the mayor of Tampa, obviously Jane Castor and I have a great relationship. We have been on the phone nonstop over the weekend talking about what a stay-at-home order would look like, seeing if we can come up with something that is uniform for all of our jurisdictions. Ideally, it would be identical. It might not be. It might be a little different depending on our individual communities, but ideally, that's what we're working towards. And we've even been in contact with Orlando's Mayor Buddy Dyer, as he's also considering the possibility of a stay-at-home order, and he's been in contact with Orange and Osceola counties.
What could the details of a shelter-in-place order include? What would it look like?
So the one thing that we want to make sure is that we try and be very clear when this order comes out, and that's part of the reason that there hasn't been an order entered yet, as we're working through details of that. And there will also be FAQs that will be posted on our website, I'm sure on the counties and on the city of Tampa's, so that people can go there and any questions they might have after reviewing this order, they'd be able to find the answer. But just kind of give you a general idea of what you can expect. A stay-at-home order means exactly that. We want you to stay at home. Now, we do recognize there needs to be some exceptions, and those are for essential services. So just a couple examples of what could be an exception that you'll find in the order. Going to a restaurant, which would be takeout only, or going to your doctor to get some health care, or going to a park in St. Pete, for example, so you can go walking or jogging or bike riding to get that exercise. Those are just a couple examples of some exemptions that potentially will be in this order.
Would you expect police to stop people as they're driving to these places?
Yeah, this is not a lockdown, this is not a curfew, and this is not martial law. And so we're really going to be relying on the good people of the city of St. Petersburg and of Pinellas County and the city of Tampa and all of the jurisdictions that fall within the boundaries of any orders that come out to follow the law, to follow the order, to self-police, to self-regulate, to stay at home, to social distance. So if you're out on the road, our police is not going to our officers aren't going to stop you and ask you for identification or papers or ask you where are you going. We're going to trust that you're going to one of those places that's on the exemption list. And if you're not going to one of those places, then you're not looking out for your own health and you're not looking out for the health of the rest of the city of St. Petersburg.
Is the city planning to collect utility payments as scheduled in April?
Yeah, we've already suspended utility payments. I know Duke Energy has also put out information on suspensions of their policies. So, no. But having said that, you know, I want to encourage all of our residents, if you can afford to pay your bill, please pay it. I mean, we are, as a city, we have to continue to conduct our business as a city to keep city government rolling, to make sure we're providing services to you. And so we have employees to pay. But more importantly, we're working on some plans to try and help and provide assistance to our small businesses. And so having dollars continuing to come into the city only helps us in our efforts at providing assistance to our small business community.
Finally, could Tropicana Field or Al Lang Field be used as testing or mobile hospital sites?
Yeah, we're obviously looking at all opportunities potentially, including Tropicana Field, to serve as mobile hospital sites or temporary hospital sites if that need arises. I've actually had several businesses that have reached out to me and have said, hey, look, I've got warehouse space. I have office space that's completely empty. If you need it for emergency hospital bed space, please let us know. We're happy to make it available to you, which is wonderful. That's what I love about the city of St. Petersburg and this community, because we care about each other so much. And we are working to see and try and get a mobile testing facility here in South Pinellas in the St. Pete area.
And finally, Mayor, do you have a message that you want residents to take away from this?
Yeah, I think, you've heard me say it multiple times, and I'm going to keep saying it every time I have a camera in front of me or I'm talking to a reporter, please. It's up to all of us to be responsible for ourselves and for our community, and the best way that we can do that is through social distancing. The best way we can do that is to stay home, work from home if we can, limit our trips outside of our house only to places that are essential, grocery stores, pharmacies, doctors. You know, this is not the time for us to be gathering and going picnics with friends or to be out on the street with a big group of your neighbors, just socializing. You know, if you want to do that, there are ways of doing it where you're social distancing, but you got to do that. Make St. Petersburg the great place it is by working together for the benefit of all of us. Just follow the simple rules and we'll all be safer. And I thank you all for tuning in to this today and for everything you're doing to help make the sun shine on St. Pete. Thank you.
St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman.